He didn't waste time asking what was going on. Obviously, he felt something too.
Should I go up to the main hall?
Yes.
Just outside the main hall, at the main entrance, was where those security agents waited.
But, no, wait here.
Jaina shook her head. She felt something amiss. Not just distant emotions suggesting imminent attack. A wail cut the air, a keening alarm. The temple lights flickered for a moment. Jaina heard no direct sounds of conflict, but her comlink suddenly came alive with traffic.
Alert! Alert! Main hall under attack! The doors are compromised!
State enemy strength and disposition.
That was Master Hamner, his voice icy, under complete control.
It's Mando's!
The young Jedi speaker sounded overly excited. Jaina cursed. Mandalorians. The government wasn't just serious. They were being smart and serious. She turned toward the distant turbolifts, but a nagging presentiment kept her from moving in that direction. She pinned the apprentice with a look.
What's your name?
Bandy Geffer, from Bespin.
Apprentice Geffer, get to a hardwired intercom away from any outside wall. That's your position until I say different. Keep your comlink in hand, and if it cuts out, give me a shout.
Yes, Jedi Solo.
He spun on his heel and raced off. Tyria appeared in the nearest doorway, her arms clean, her unlit lightsaber in hand. She paid Jaina no mind. She looked down the corridor as if gauging the strength of the walls, then looked up, examining the rafters and other architectural elements of the corridor's high ceilings.
I hate defending a position. Me too.
The door that Apprentice Geffer had emerged from, the door into the Stealth X hangar, rattled in its frame, and there was a muted boom from beyond it. Jaina nodded. It would be shaped charges, simultaneously blasting several entry holes for commandos. She raced past the shuttle hangar, was unsurprised to hear Tyria running right behind her.
Inform control! Second attack prong is here!
They're static on the comlinks now. I'm on the intercom.
Report the comm loss too.
The two Jedi ran past the main door into the Stealth X hangar. At the next corridor intersection, beyond it were the turbolifts for this level, and at a wide point in the hall, the coordinator's desk where Apprentice Geffer was now sitting. Jaina turned and lit her lightsaber. Tyria joined her. Her blade came alive with a snap hiss. The door into the Stealth X hangar blew out, instantly transformed into innumerable chunks of durasteel ranging from the size of pebbles to the size of starfighter helmets. At the same instant, four places in the wall, two on either side of the door, blew out. And from each hole emerged a Mandalorian warrior, distinctive in their modern armor with classical helmet designs. They were as anonymous as Imperial stormtroopers, and yet more individual than Jedi. Each set of armor having its own color pattern, its own unique helmet contours. They turned toward the Jedi. There were no preambles. The foremost Mando gestured, and smoke trails, a cluster of them, jumped toward the Jedi. Mini rockets. Jaina and Tyria leapt about 2 meters. With an exertion of the Force, even as the Mando was aiming, Jaina caused the largest section of wall debris to fly up in front of the Commando's outstretched hand. A wave of mini rockets slammed into the debris and detonated. The blast disintegrated that debris, but blew the Firer and the two Commandos closest behind him off their feet. Tyria nodded, approving.
Nice.
Thanks.
Tyria looked back toward the apprentice.
Report 5+ Mandos. Tell them to consider sending reinforcements.
I'll reinforce you.
Tyria's voice turned sharp.
Abandon your post and you'll be tasting my boot from a direction you never expected.